And what happens now that the state of Michigan has agreed to pay $87 million to the city of Flint to settle a lawsuit and to replace 18,000 lead-tainted water lines over 3 years? In 2014, Michigan officials switched the drinking water from Detroit to the Flint River without treating the corrosive Flint water, which soon began leaching lead from the pipes. Residents became sick. Children are still poisoned. And while the water was switched back, the problems remain in the pipes, which a lawsuit by justice and environmental groups and one resident argued was a violation of the federal Safe Drinking Water Act. Well, they've won. Harold Harrington is with Local 370 of the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. And Harold, we met you last year there in Flint, where your team was changing water filters. You say now, first you think there are many more homes that should have lines from the street changed, but also there might be other sources of lead?
Right now, they're replacing the galvanized and the lead lines. They're replacing both of those service lines that are coming into the houses in Flint. They're not addressing anything inside the homes that have been damaged. There's a lot of homes in Flint built before 1960. Most of them have galvanized lines. If they haven't been replaced over the years, they still have galvanized lines inside the houses.
Well, and there's a new study from Virginia Tech professor Mark Edwards that backs up your thinking. This is the man that unearthed much of this problem to begin with. And he says that there's been a destabilization of lead-bearing corrosion rust layers that accumulated over decades on the galvanized iron pipes in the interior of the house. Why hasn't this been more of a conversation?
Well, it has been a conversation locally. You know, I've been letting people know because there's been people coming into town selling whole house filters, okay? That would be good, keeping anything from the street coming into your house to contaminate it. But a whole house filter does nothing downstream inside your house. And if you've got galvanized pipes in your house, you're still subject to get lead poisoning unless you have a point-of-use filter. Now, the point-of-use filters is what the state has been supplying. They go right on the faucet.
That's what we saw your members putting on when we visited.
Yeah, we put thousands of those on for Flint residents, and right now they have Flint residents going around making sure they're installed properly and giving cartridges out to residents that need new cartridges.
We got to wonder why this wasn't part of the suit. But meantime, the message to Flint residents, I would think, is even if you're getting the surface line up to the house replaced, you have to think about wall in as well.
Yeah, and when we were going around with the DEQ last year, we were identifying what types of pipes were actually in the houses for the DEQ. So, you know, they have some of that information out there. I don't know what they're doing with it right now, but that's why Flint residents still need to be careful on the lead. It's the particulate lead. That's what they're finding, and that's what Mark Edwards said in his study that is the big issue right now, and it will be for the foreseeable future.
That's Harold Harrington with Local 370 of the United Association of Plumbers and Pipe Fitters. Harold, thank you.
Well, thanks for calling.
And best of luck. And by the way, when we first met Harold last year in Flint, he told us he hoped that at least there might be an upside to this terrible story and that more Flint residents might be interested in becoming plumbers who've become kind of heroes there in Flint. Well, today he told us, in fact, many have applied. His union has accepted 6 residents into their apprenticeship program. And he said that with the pipe replacement, which he, as you heard, thinks is imperfect, at least there will be more jobs on the horizon. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org. One small comfort, here and now.